Moncrief on News Talk.
The housing minister yesterday stated that no large town in Ireland is likely to achieve city status in the near future. This comes as a great disappointment to the members of the Drogheda City Status Group who've been campaigning on this issue for many years. Joining me now is their PRO, Anthony Murphy. Good afternoon, Anthony. How are you today?
Hello, Tom. Well, I was good until I read this headline.
Yes, this is something you've been campaigning for a while, isn't it?
Well, the Drogheda City Status Group was founded in 2010, believe it or not. I mean, we saw all of this coming down the line. We knew that Drogheda was developing rapidly. It has evidentially data-led become a city by OECD and EU definitions. The current population of the urban area of Drogheda is 54,000. We've been acknowledged as a city by senior figures in the government. Micheál Martin said that he acknowledged Drogheda was a city. Simon Harris acknowledged that Drogheda was a city. Former Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, when he came to Drogheda a couple of years ago to launch a general election campaign for a local candidate, in fact promised us a city manager, and then later stood up in the Dáil and said no, there's no plans to make Drogheda a city. So we're looking for the status, but we evidentially are a city, and in fact we're the fastest growing urban area in the state with the largest number of housing completions in 2025.
Right, frustrating for you, obviously, but how do you get it over the line? Are there a list of boxes that need to be ticked, or what does the government look at?
Well, the government appears recently to have changed the goalposts, because as I said already, the OECD and EU definition of a city is a continuous urban area of 50,000 population or more. The government recently in the media were quoted as saying that, you know, Drogheda would have to reach 100,000 population before it's made a city. I don't know why they're changing the goalposts. We're miffed. We're curious. We're disappointed. We're frustrated. We're angry. Drogheda continues to grow faster than any urban area on the island of Ireland. It is a city, but it's being run by a small local town, and it's been run remotely by two local authorities, and it's not being done very effectively. It is a nice place to live, but there are lots and lots of challenges. We're getting hundreds and hundreds of houses, but the city is creaking under the groaning infrastructure, which isn't able to keep pace with the development. There's been no meaningful job creation in Drogheda for the last two decades. We've a massive commuting population, and it seems that the government is looking at Drogheda as a convenient solution to the housing crisis, but without backing that up with any further investment. What are they afraid of? There are no losers here. You make Drogheda a city, of course Drogheda benefits, but the economy everywhere benefits. What is the problem? We're knocking our heads together wondering what's going on with this government.
People would be a little bit confused as to what actually changed. If the government comes in and says, right, we will recognise Drogheda as a city, what you know, difference does that actually make for you on the ground?
What was the question?
If they decide to make you a city, how does that change things?
Well, how it changes things, and this is very important to understand, is we are not just looking for status, i.e. Drogheda as a city in name only.
Yeah.
We're looking for the funding, the planning that comes with a city. We're looking for our own city-based administration with our own CEO and funding from central government. The Task Force on Local Democracy has apparently completed its findings and presented them to the government. We made a lengthy submission to the task force. We were getting signals from the government that they're planning to restore Drogheda's old borough council. And we're saying that's not enough by a country mile. The borough council only looks after the part of Louth that is in County Louth. Drogheda is unique because it straddles two counties. Now, I know Athlone and Kilkenny straddle two counties as well, but what makes Drogheda unique is its burgeoning population and the fact that it's past the 50,000 threshold. What changes, Tom, is that we have an opportunity to bring in several hundred million of investment in infrastructure, in sustainable development, in facilities, in job creation, in a university, to make Drogheda the thriving city that we know it can become.
And where does that investment come from?
Well, for instance, in Limerick, just to give you an example. Now, I know Limerick's population is over 100,000, but the executive mayor there, I think his name is John Moran, he has attracted over €1 billion euros in funding from central government, and in fact, recently put a request for €5 billion in funding for Limerick. Now, I don't know whether he'll get it or not.
But that's coming from the central funds. That's coming from government funds, from taxpayers.
Yeah, and that's the kind of model that we're looking for, because you see, the Borough Council, at the moment, the Louth County Council budget for Drogheda would run to about 30 million. We're told that with a restored Borough Council, that will increase to 60. And Drogheda City Status Group is saying, as a city and the fastest growing area on the island of Ireland, that is not nearly enough to deal with the challenges that are coming down the line. Because what's happening right now, as we every day, in fact, you only need to blink in Drogheda and a new house will have appeared in the time that you've blinked. We are going to have thousands of new residents, hundreds of new houses, but no facilities, no infrastructure, no chance of being educated and employed in the city, and condemn generations of people to get stuck on that traffic jam that is the M1 every morning, or on overcrowded trains, running between Drogheda and Dublin on a regular basis every day.
Right.
It's ridiculous, but there's no sustainability
in it. It doesn't sound to me, though, like city status is going to change that overnight. It's going to be, I can see from the government's point of view, this is where they want to allocate their money, really. Do they want to go and make Drogheda a city and then put loads of money towards developing that way? Or they want to go as they're carrying on at the moment? I'm sure they're finding it difficult to do that. So it wouldn't be, a panacea. It wouldn't happen overnight. But
isn't it better for the government to signal, first of all, acknowledge that Drogheda is a city, and then to signal, yes, this is what we are going to do because we acknowledge that Drogheda needs it? Isn't that much better, even if it takes a while for the funding to start coming in and the structure to be put in place? Our own local TD here, Joanna Byrne of Sinn Féin, recently presented a bill, a city's bill, to the Dáil, which demonstrates a clear legislative pathway to make this happen. It doesn't require the introduction of complex new legislation. It only requires minor changes to existing legislation. What is this government afraid of? They can't lose by making Drogheda a city. There are only winners in this case. But I'll tell you what, if they push this down the line, they are going to create huge problems in this city, and we are ready for it. We're ready because we're already in Drogheda City Status Group is running a campaign at the moment called Drogheda City Now. So if your listeners go to drogheda city now.com and they can sign up for the campaign.
Great.
We're going to form a shadow city council to show
them
how it should be done.
It sounds like revolution now. That we had a shadow government in this state back in 1922.
Well, Tom, if it comes to it, we'll get people out on the streets.
My God.
Because Drogheda has been unfairly treated for long enough and it's not going to stand.
Anthony, thank you very much for joining us today, and the best of luck with it. I hope you manage to achieve it. Anthony Murphy there, PRO of Drogheda City Status Group, which you never would have guessed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.